outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, August 11th, an inconsequential date, but that's okay.
What?
August 11th, not a big deal. You know, just a day like any other day.
Well, we're here together, Sam. That's all that matters.
Yes, that's all that matters.
You and I. So it is very important.
Definitely.
Because we're together.
Yes, every day is important.
How's single life going for you, Sam?
Single life is not going great because I'm not really single. So I can't do things that single people
do. You can't
do
the fun things?
No, I can't really.
But are you enjoying? I mean, I know, like, you know, this is your second marriage and I feel like you both are very mature. So not that I know, I think. But, you know, you guys have your own time to begin with. So this isn't like a breath of fresh air.
When is that time exactly?
So you guys don't do... Okay, never mind. Maybe you don't have time.
No, we do. But, you know, I mean, look, I've just had to work more and harder since she's not here. So it doesn't really leave me much time. You know, I mean, I went to bed at 2:30 last night.
You know? And that's, look at you,
buddy. That's the time I go to sleep every night. That's why I'm so friggin' tired in the morning. It's no wonder, you know.
Well, I don't feel sorry for you at all.
You don't, huh?
No, you need to get to bed early.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's a school night.
Yeah. Come and on. Who's going to do the work? My mother?
Not me. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely not me. I went to bed late, too, actually, last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to bed at 2.
Really?
I sure did.
Wow.
I know. I wish I could say it was, like, the most amazing night of my life, but
no. You weren't partying or anything?
No, I was out, but just, like, with friends, but, like, not, you know. It wasn't, like, the greatest night ever.
It wasn't
worth
chattering.
I feel like maybe I'm past that stage in my life where it's, like, the greatest night of my life.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, when you're younger, it's like you go out and it's just, like, it's going to be the most amazing night.
Mm.
And then sometimes you do have those, and sometimes you have the worst nights of your life.
That's true, yeah. You have to be careful with those things, you know?
It's so funny. It's like, I think about... Because I'm not a big party girl at all. And I never really was. Like, you know, I'm a social person, and I like going out with friends, but I find myself more, I just like going out to dinner and socializing and that whole thing. But, you know, I'm not that girl that likes to go to clubs and drink, because I'm not a big drinker. So, but I do love to dance. So I will go to the clubs to dance.
You party modestly. You don't go crazy.
You know. But yeah, exactly. But, where the F was I going with this?
That you don't drink or...
No, fuck. I don't even remember where I was going with this. Oh, yeah. So, like, before, you know, when your friends are like, yeah, we're going out, and then you're, like, deciding whether to go out or not, you know? Well, at least back in the day, this used to be such a struggle. But, you know, I would be like, oh, if I don't go out, I'm going to miss the best night ever.
Yeah, I remember those
days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then you go out. And then it's just another night.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. And I'm like, you know what? I could have done something else. I could have stayed at home. I could have did this. I could have did, you know, it's so ridiculous. But I used to always think that if I didn't go out, I was missing something. Huge.
Yeah. Well, I feel that way sometimes too, you know, but I'm used to it, you know. So I spent some time with the kids last night.
Ooh,
and that was fun. You know, and
how are the kitties?
The kids are good. They're good. They're into their own stuff, and they're discovering.
Are they happy?
Huh?
Are they happy?
Yeah, they seem happy.
Good.
Yeah, which is a good thing. It's rare for teenagers to be happy.
I know. It's like I'm 31 and I'm still finding my true happiness. But I think that's the key for, you know, for people. Like, I you know, people I care about, at least in my family or friends, it's always like, are you happy? Like, that's that for me. I mean, I'm not going to judge their life and what they do. And it's going to be different choices. But just like when my brothers marry the women that they've married, you know, even if I haven't gotten along with them, or get in fights or whatever. But the key for me is always that I ask my brothers, like, are you happy?
Right.
And if they say yes, then I say, okay, I fully support you, you know?
So the sister-in-laws, the sisters-in-law, you're not crazy about them.
Oh, no, that's not. I'm not saying that. My older brother has his wife, him and she's awesome. She's the mother to my nephew. She, you know, they are so perfect for each other. That,
really?
Like, the moment that I met her, I was like, this is her. Like, really? She could not be more perfect for my brother. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. She's completely opposite of me in every way.
Yeah.
Super conservative. You know, really just like this really like kind of laid back, subtle. Mm. She's funny.
Right.
But you know what I mean? It's just so opposite. You know me. I'm
so you guys get along though?
Yeah, we do, because we're so completely opposite.
Really?
So completely opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice. You know, and then I've had my share with my other brothers.
Who's the other ones?
You know, but I'm not afraid to say it. They're not bad people. It's just, you know, women. Women get catty. Women get in fights and things are said and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't hate them by any... Like, that's not... I am lucky that I do have... My brothers are happy and, you know, they're with good women. And that's, for me, the most important
thing. Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, that's, you know, it's family. There's nothing you can do. You know, family is just there. It's presented to you.
And again, I'm not married to them.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not me. Like, I have to say, like, I fully support my brothers and everything they do. Like, if they, whoever they want to marry, whatever they want to be, as long as they're happy, that's all I care about. That's it.
Okay,
I love them dearly.
Cool. That's fair.
That I have no say. I don't have a say in their life, and I shouldn't. Mm. You know, I'm not one to judge it. And
right.
But that's, for me, that's the most important thing. If they're
I
happy.
See. Okay. Well, we salute you for that. You know,
you've been
thoughtful.
Well, you know, it's just because I know for me, that's what I want from people.
Yeah.
You know, like from my family. Like I've made mistakes in my life, and it's just like I want my family just to stand by me and say, look, are you happy? Like, that's the most important thing, you know?
Yeah.
Same
so do you guys ask each other that sometimes? Are you
I ask my brothers that all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Every time I see them. Are you happy? That's my thing.
That's like, your thing.
That's my thing. And,
yeah, and
you
then
know?
People have to think about it, you know? It's more than how you doing.
Exactly. You know? Like, are you... That's a big thing to think about, you know? Like, are you really happy in your life? And I think when people ask me that, I'm thankful because then I'm like, then I'm really starting to think about it, you
right.
know, like,
yeah.
am I happy in my life and what can I do to improve it if I'm not, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a long road.
Well, you know, we all have to go through these things.
Oh, sometimes I'm just like, you know, sometimes I go in sports where I'm like, I can do this. And I'm like meditating and spiritual and so positive. And then all of a sudden I crash and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to slip my wrist. Like, I go back and forth.
Yeah.
It's rough, man. But it's the journey of life and everybody figures it out.
Yeah, yeah. So
you
it's
know?
Cool. I mean, you know, you've built friendships for yourself here and stuff like that, which is cool, you know.
I have some
I think
great
when
friends.
You're single, it's easier, you know, because you also, you know, if you don't, then you're sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got to find, you know, and social life is not that great in L.A., but still, I think everybody can build their own circle of friends if they really put their mind to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and that's why, you know, when you're married, it's easy just to let things go and not work hard on them.
Yeah.
And then, but then when you're alone, you realize you don't really have anybody.
You know? It's so true. It really is true. And that, I think it's important to, when you're in a relationship, not that I am like a relationship expert, but when you're in a relationship, I think it's important to have that balance, you know, because if your whole life is about them, then if something's to happen, you know, it's nice to find a sense of yourself outside of the person that you love, you know, to really find them and or to really find yourself and say, this is what I enjoy doing.
Right.
Not what he or she enjoys doing. But this is what I like to do. This is what I like to do with my friends.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's like there's friends of yours that like to do archery. I don't know. That's something so stupid, but, you know, and like your wife doesn't like to. So you're like, I'm going to go with my friends who want to do this, you know. But I think that that's very important to have that. And I've always encouraged the person I'm with Because I like to
have their own life.
Right, but, you know, I like to have my friends. And this is the thing, I don't always have to go out with my friends.
Right.
But at least I know that I have friends and I can call them and talk to them and maybe grab a coffee every so often. But I don't need to, like, be going out with them all the time.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's too much for you.
I don't want to see those people all the time. I'm just kidding. My dad says, my life sucks now. What are you going to tell me? Dad, go get happy. Go move to New Zealand. That's what I'm going to say to you. Yeah.
You're sending everybody to New Zealand.
No, he's been actually, funny enough, he's been obsessed with New Zealand for as long as I can remember. He's obsessed. He's never been there.
Never
been
there.
But he's so fascinated by it, and he wants to live there. And my mother's like, no, we're not living in New Zealand. We'll live in Hawaii if we're going to live anywhere.
Yeah.
Which, this will never happen. My parents say this all the time. They can't move away from their grandchild or grandchildren if one of us gets it in gear, if we have kids. But, you know, they can never move away from
the family,
kids.
Right.
Yeah, I think, you know, from their family, I think that they could.
Right.
But, you know, because my mom's parents are both passed. So my grandparents are both passed on my mom's side. And my dad's parents are still alive, and he's super close with them. But I think as far as, like, they could live in another state if it wasn't for my nephew.
Right, right.
You know, but it's just kids, man. They're just so wonderful.
Yeah.
They're so fun. When you're having a bad day, you just go over there, and everything is so much better.
That's true. They are that way, kids. Yeah. But once they grow up, it's not the same, as you can imagine.
And you know what? It's so funny, because I was thinking about this the other day, and this is going to sound really stupid and cheesy and hippie-ish, but, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, when my friend had her baby, Lael, over the weekend, and everyone comes together for the celebration of this new life into this world, and, you know, you sit there and you take care of this child, and you love it unconditionally.
Right.
And you do whatever for it, and same with a dog. But it's like, as we grow older, we think that we don't need that anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody thinks that, you know, we don't need that kind of love that we had as a child, this unconditional love that, you know, your parents or whoever would do anything for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's really sad. Like, it's not about, like, coddling a person, but it's about just this unconditional love that when you see people come together, when a baby is born or a puppy or even a dog, you're just like, there's this unconditional love that you have for each other. But then, you know, as we grow older, we think, well, we don't need it anymore. And that's not true.
I don't know if we don't need it anymore. It's just that it's not realistic, you know, with grown people not to have to have conditional love. It's not normal, you know.
But it should.
It has to be reciprocal. There has to be something there.
But
you
why
know?
Can't you just love somebody because you love somebody and
because
expect nothing
not
in
dogs.
Return?
Because we're not dogs. We're people.
I know, but it's just like I feel like we can. I feel like, you know, it's. We do it out of fear. Like, we can't fully love somebody until somebody loves us back.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a hard way to live, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a hard way to live.
Well, yeah, but I think it's also hard if you expect unconditional love from people.
It's not expecting, it's just wanting. You can want it.
Okay.
And I think we're all capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not expecting it. It's just wanting. Because there's not many people in this world, I think, that have mastered
probably
that
not.
Art.
Yeah.
Besides the masters like Jesus and Gandhi and Buddha and all those people, you know, I think they can, you know, love everybody unconditionally. I believe it, but that's, you know, my spiritual
hippie
side.
Well, then become
side.
A Buddhist and you can do that.
All right, settle down. I think I'm too
emotional.
You're not
going to go that
I think I'm
far.
Too. Well, look, I think it's awesome. I would love to go study Buddhism, Hinduism, live in an ashram in India for 3 months. You know that, but. You know, I don't know. I think I'm super emotional. I think I'd be a disaster. I think they
why? What does emotional have to do with it?
You know, I'll just start crying for no reason. And they're like, what's wrong with you? We're teaching something amazing about love today. I'm like, I can't handle this. I just think...
Do you cry often like that?
I
getting emotional...
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I cry for no reason. Sometimes I start crying and I stop in the middle. I'm like, what am I crying for? Like, why is this happening? But I do. It's such a woman thing. It's just we're
it
so
really
complex.
Is.
We don't, it's so stupid. I hate us sometimes. I do. I hate women sometimes so much. I want to, and it's me. Like, sometimes I just can't deal with it. You know, like, I'll have my moments where I'll cop C and I'm just like, I cannot deal with myself. Like, I can't, I just can't do this. I can't do this. I don't know what to do.
Wow.
Like, I freak out.
Really?
Oh, geez. Yeah. And it's so funny because my older brother is so cerebral, right? Mm-hmm. He's, my brother's like no emotion. I mean, he's so, like, for his son, I mean, he's just like, he's so loving of his son. I mean, you know, and his wife, and he's such a good father. He's such a good husband. But he's so Mr. Emotionless, you know?
Yeah.
And he's no compassion. And it's like, if I went, if I would be going through a hard time, he'd be like, you know what, Steph, suck it up and just go, just get through it. It's like, Tony,
isn't,
you know what
great?
I mean? It's like that kind of
it's
thing.
It's exactly what you want to hear, right?
And I'm like, can you have, and he's like, no. Because you're going to get through this. There's no need to cry about it. And he gets, like, mean. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't need this right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the person that, if I'm upset, that I would go to.
Right. You need someone who wants to listen.
So my brother J-Man is really, my youngest brother is, like, super, he listens. He's that guy, you know?
Okay.
He gets it.
Right.
He gets it. So I go to him.
Yeah.
But, and he's like my youngest brother, but he's like my older brother in this sense, because my older brother is just a douche sometimes. I mean, I love him, but he's just, when it comes to emotions, he just does, like, he's like, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way some people deal with reality. And
but he's done such amazing things in his life. Actually, I want to have him on the show for a reason. I'll explain it later, but like the end of this month or next month. But he, you know, he's done some amazing things in his life already, and he's only 33 years old. But, you know, he's just like, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he just, like, switches those emotions off.
Yeah.
Part of me wishes that I wasn't so emotional.
Yeah. Well, but you're a woman, and that's you. You got to embrace who you are, you know. You know, this is a type of behavior that by people that want to fix things. You know, and they can't see someone else being weaker or breaking down or things like that. You know, it's just like he told you, you know, get a hold of yourself and relax, you know.
It's so much easier for men to say this.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just that men do tend to be like that.
I know. And I admire that in men. I do.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, God, I wish I was a man for that reason.
Yeah.
Just for that reason. Because it's like, I feel like men can do that. And it's just, nothing is ever that bad.
Right. But the women need validation. They need someone to listen to them.
Yeah. And everything is that bad. It's too much. It's like the end of the world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my dad was like, me and my mom, you know, my mom is I'm so much like my father in so many ways, which is probably a disaster. Sorry, Pops. No, and my mom is really the complete opposite me in a lot of ways, but almost every way, actually. She's very passive aggressive, which drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But she's a pleaser. She's, you know, she doesn't really speak her mind.
Mm.
You know, she kind of sits on her feelings. Drives me crazy, right? Because I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
But we know how to push each other's buttons, like, to no end. We both know how to do it. We've done it for years. We would get in fights. We wouldn't talk for 3 days. Okay? And then on the third day, we'd start talking again, and we acted like nothing was wrong. We acted like nothing happened. We never would talk about it. It was just gone. That was it. That's how we dealt with it.
Right.
And, you know, my mom and I got into a fight, you know, a couple months ago, and I'm talking to my dad, because, you know, my mom goes to my dad, and then I go to my dad, and he's like the middleman. And then, like, he'll start talking to us for a while, and then all of a sudden, he, like, starts to get pissed, and then he'll start being mad. He's like, you know what? You just have to deal. And I'm like, Dad, you don't have to yell at me. I'm trying to talk to you about this. But he even said, he's like, he goes, look, you two know how to push each other's buttons. Like, you know how to rile each other.
Right.
Like, that's what you guys do. That's what you've done your whole life.
Yeah.
That's what you'll always do. And he goes, and you two think that you're never going to talk again. You two think this is the end of the world. And it's just a fight.
Right.
It's just an argument. And that's the thing. Like, I think with a lot of women, it's like, it is the end of the world. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
I can't handle this. It's too much.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where it's like, I love that men are a little bit more together when it comes to that. Because I think with women, it's just crazy. It's not that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, hormones,
but that's
whatever.
What makes women special. You know, I mean, if we were the same, it'd be very, very boring.
I agree.
And, yeah, and you get to choose, you know, I mean,
I just want a couple of days of just, like, trying to have that, like, stability of like knowing that the world is not going to end because I had a fight with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't, and that's why for me, I started meditating because it was, there was just so much stuff that I was, I didn't know how to handle it. And then I'm like an actor. And so I have to wear my emotions on my sleeve. So they're accessible.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, it's like I'm a woman on top
vulnerable.
Of me. Yeah, and I don't like to. I don't like to be vulnerable. That's not okay for me.
No.
I don't like to. It scares me. I don't like it. And I don't want to do it ever. Just saying.
Okay, just saying.
Just saying. Anyway.
I want to remind everybody: go on our Facebook page and like it, please. And we really appreciate this. We put some notes on there that we don't put on our personal pages. So please go, Sam and Stephanie in the Morning on Facebook. Please add us there.
Here we go.
And so what's in the news today, Stephanie? No. Anything important?
J-Lo's heading back to American Idol.
Well, that's time to celebrate then.
Woohoo! I could care less.
Yeah, I didn't think she wouldn't, you know? I mean, she got the best gig ever.
Right, and you know what? To be honest, like, if she goes off that show, she might be hot for a little bit, and then they'll forget about her, and then she won't have a career again.
Well, you know, that's debatable. I mean, you know, she had a career before as well. But you're right. At this point in her life...
Barely.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing
well. I mean, she's like, what, 40 years old already?
She's
42.
She looks phenomenal.
Time's running out for her.
You act like it's so old.
No, not old, you know, but I mean, you hit your 40s and your body is not the same anymore.
Oh, her body is still, she looks amazing.
Yeah.
She also pays probably millions of dollars to make it look like that.
Yeah.
I mean, she works out a lot. But yeah, she's, you know, I just feel like her career wasn't really... She wasn't really doing anything. She wasn't really selling any movies or selling... I mean, she was doing stuff, but it wasn't doing so well. And now, you know, her doing this, I think, just skyrocketed her career. Now she's, like, the most beautiful woman in the world and, you know, whatever. But and I think she'd be an idiot to walk away from it, at least now.
Yeah.
Like, I think she needs to do a few more years before she says, I'm done.
Yeah.
She'd be stupid not to.
Yeah.
And for like $10 million, come on.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because, you know, some people criticize her for having a big ass and that. But the interesting thing is I was reading many women are trying to have an ass just like that surgically.
I know.
You know? And now, like, the most famous posterior is Pippa. Remember Pippa?
I did hear that.
Yeah. So it's like everybody thinks she's got such a great ass that they're trying to...
God, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, I mean, whatever. I mean, if you want to have plastic surgery, that's fine. I'm not totally against it. If it makes you feel better, great. I don't understand why women think that it looks better, because it usually doesn't in the face area.
Right. Least. Yeah. Those look terrible. Even boob jobs for the most part.
Yeah.
They don't turn out very good.
I don't know. You know, part of me is like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I had bigger boobs just for in my clothes. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, oh, I couldn't deal with fake things happening.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
That's too much for me.
You know, and then the nipples don't look the same, and, you know, you might have scars and all that.
Oh.
And they look like basketballs. They don't really look like, I mean, look, some girls really need them, you know, it's like they're really flat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then you're okay with that.
But, you know, remember this. Men like boobs, period. You know, it doesn't matter. Big,
no matter
small.
What size.
Exactly. So just embrace what you have and try
but
to stay natural.
Even with women that are completely flat, that have mosquito bites, as they call it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if guys are okay with that. Unless
No, I don't think they're okay with that because there's no boobs there.
Right.
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's like dating a guy.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to date a guy, they would. So, but unless you find a guy who's like a leg man or an ass man, then, you know, and not a boob man and doesn't
much.
Care,
yeah,
then you're good to go.
Yeah.
You just got to find that guy.
Now, you know, when girls are that flat, how do they put implants in? I mean, there's no like extra skin or anything. How do they do that? Where the hell do they put it?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know how. I don't know. And sometimes they put it like behind the muscle too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. As I'm like grabbing my boobs to like feel it. I'm like literally like in the studio like grabbing my boobs. I'm like, oh, where is it? I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I'm sorry. It's like the most action I've had in a while. Anyway, my aunt, thank you, I know. My aunt's had six boob jobs.
Six. Oh my God.
Boob jobs.
That's
huge.
Not very good, huh? Does that mean that she had unsuccessful ones?
Oh no. She just wants to go bigger.
Really? So yeah. She keeps getting bigger all the time?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. I don't know how she doesn't fall over. It's crazy.
Why would she want that?
You know, I don't know. It's like a sickness, I think, once you start.
Is she single?
No. Well, no? That's debatable. No, she's not. She's married. She's been married for a while.
Wow,
but,
and still,
you know,
getting those boob jobs. That's interesting.
She loves them. It makes her happy, you know? And hey,
I guess she likes to feel sexy still when she's married.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. Another day. But yeah, no, she likes it. And hey, good for her. It's like a... It's like her thing,
right?
You know, what's your hobby? Ah, I like getting boob jobs. I would say that would be her thing. If anyone was to interview her, I think that's what she would say for her hobby.
God, I can't even imagine all the scars she must have on her boobs.
Oh, I don't. I have no idea. I don't. She'll talk about it freely too.
Yeah.
You ask her about it, she's like, you know.
Ask to see them, see if they're really
No.
Mutilated.
I don't want, I don't want to see anything that's happening over there. Not even close. That doesn't appeal to me. I don't want to see if they're mutilated. That would gross me out.
Yeah.
That would freak me out. Ugh. I don't want to. I can't even. Okay. Let's change the subject.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to think about that anymore.
Okay. Did you hear now that they have a little article here about moms that dress like their teen daughters?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. You know, and so I guess this girl is, a 14-year-old girl is complaining because her 43-year-old mom went to Hollister's with her and bought some clothes. So she was like extremely embarrassed.
I would be too, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I would be so embarrassed if my mom was like...
Why? I mean, I you know, I shop at those places like, what are they called? Well, not the Gap, but Abercrombie and Fitch or...
Well, put it this way. It depends on what she's buying.
Calvin Klein, yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends on what she's buying.
Yeah.
And it depends on, you know, the mother's, like, attitude. Is she buying it because she's, like, wants to go out and think, like,
right,
she's
wants to feel younger, but, you know, perhaps she just likes the clothes, you know?
If she really does like the clothes, then
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But no, there's women out there that will dress like their daughter.
Right.
You know, they're going through...
Well,
like,
they don't
want to
get
dresses.
Older, yeah. And maybe in their mind, they're still younger.
And that's great. But you know what? This is the thing. Like, you can dress young, but you don't have to let it all hang out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like
do it tastefully.
Exactly. You can look sexy as hell and wear younger clothes, but do it tastefully.
Yeah.
Know your body, know your age, and dress accordingly.
Yeah.
That's what I should do.
Yeah,
should
don't try
lessons.
To pass off as a 16-year-old.
Don't wear a mini skirt with your boobs hanging out and you look like a whore and like boots up to your knees. Like, that's not okay. That's not cool. I don't applaud that, actually.
Really?
No, it's not. It's just gross. Like, I don't want to. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to see that? Nobody.
Guys.
I don't even think guys do. I think it's just like, well, maybe they do, actually.
No, I mean, if it's an older woman and she looks ridiculous, then I see what you're saying.
Yeah, which... Okay, you even said it. Remember when you were in Palm Springs? Where were you? You were on a vacation and those two women were dressing like...
I don't remember. Dressing like what? Like
you
two
were
young...
out?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
See?
That's right, in Palm Springs.
There we go.
At the restaurant, right?
See? And you were like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Is that necessary?
You're right.
See?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Because I'm right about everything. Everything.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell moms, but, you know, you got to think about these things. Maybe when you go shopping, don't take your daughter with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. If you want to go shop at Hollister, you really like the clothes, don't take your daughter.
Yeah.
And go there and buy it for you, hide the bag.
Yeah.
You know, and then wear it when she's not looking.
Yeah.
That's what I would advise.
Well, that's what they're saying in this story is the daughter just took all the clothes herself to the register and bought it as though it was hers.
The mother was embarrassed?
No, the daughter was embarrassed.
The daughter was so embarrassed that she took...
Yeah.
Jesus. That's so funny.
It's funny how teenagers get embarrassed by their parents sometimes, you know?
Oh, I was... Yeah. I would get embarrassed by my father sometimes. Sorry, Dad.
I don't know how he bears listening to this show.
I know. I don't know. He's, you know, he. It's like this rip fest that we have at our house that we, you know, it's just we're used to ripping on each other, so it's fine.
Right.
But yeah, I'd be embarrassed by my father would be, you know, I. He would. he's such a good father in every way. And he, you know, when I was started dating, you know, he was like that. I'm going to, you know, intimidate these guys. I'm a tough guy. And, you know, he's a father. He's doing his job. He's got to, you know, shake firmly the hand of the guy that's taking me out and seeing what he wants, you know, with me. And I remember every guy that would come over, I was like terrified.
Really?
I was like, oh my God, let's just make this quick. Like, because I couldn't just run out to the car. You know, it was like they'd have to come in. They'd have to talk to my dad. And my mom was just harmless. She's harmless. So I was just like, oh, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah,
I
knew it is embarrassing.
It's really like hard to swallow, right? And then I remember one time I went out with, I'm going to say his first and last name on here, Mike Clemente. And I was a freshman in high school and he was a junior. And he was kind of my brother's friend because my older brother was a junior at the time when I entered high school. And so I dated a lot of his friends, which he hated. So we didn't really get along until after high school. But so I dated this guy, Mike, and he was so hot, sexy, like soccer player, Italian, just so hot. So I remember he took me out one night, and my father was like, I was going back to, he said it's almost fucking impossible to listen. Shut up, Dad. You do it anyway. So I was after, I was going out with Mike. My dad knew that I was going to my friend Carly's house for a pom-pom, because I was on the dance team, the pom-pom team, for a sleepover, right? And Mike was supposed to drop me off at midnight. That was my time. Now, my dad gave me a little extra time, but it was supposed to be midnight, okay? So we go, and we go to a movie, and we're having a great time, and then we have a little bit of time to kill. It's like 11:30, right? And we have a little bit of time to kill, so we go to this park by Carly's house just to, like, sit and hang out.
Right.
Whoa. Just to, like, sit and hang out and talk and stuff. Nothing, like, bad. Like, we weren't making out. It was just really sweet. And he was such a gentleman, right? Well, it's now 10 minutes after 12. And he's like, should we go? Like, I told your dad that I would drop you off at midnight. And I go, it's fine. We're okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, right? So we stay, like, till like 12:20. And then we go to Carly's. And Mike drops me off and I go up to the Carly's door and all the girls that are there are like, your dad's on his way. And I was like, oh my God. So all of a sudden I see the car pull up and Mike's still in the driveway. And I'm like, oh dear God, this can be a disaster. My dad's sitting in his car. He tells me to come over. He yells at me. And he's like, you're not going to be allowed to you're not allowed to sleep over here. You're coming home with me. He goes, but before you do, I want Mr. Clemente to come over here and talk to me. I was like, oh, no, no, no. So he comes over and my dad just like rips him one. I told you to have my daughter back by midnight. And he gets in trouble when he was the one that was like, oh, I'll take you back. And I was like, no,
you
it's fine.
You got him in trouble.
I got him in trouble.
Yeah.
He was not happy with me, let me tell you.
I can't imagine
that
either
he would. Man was. But I can't imagine it being okay for like a father like having a daughter. It's got to be hard.
Yeah. It is, you know, but as they grow older, I think it's you have to learn to trust them and their judgment,
yeah.
You know.
Well.
Not that I do, but
I was going to say, my dad trusted me to get married and I did, and then I spent his money on a wedding and I got divorced. So I don't know if even trust even at 31 years old, I don't even know if that works out. I think well, definitely the next time around when I get married, I'm paying for my own wedding. He already said that. He's like, I've done one, I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. You know, how many times can you pay for a wedding?
Well, I wanted to elope. This wasn't me. I actually wanted to. My husband wanted to have a wedding.
Right.
I was like, let's go to Vegas. I don't care. Right. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Yeah. But he
as
wanted
as long
to
as he wasn't paying for it, he was good.
Exactly,
right?
He's like, I want a wedding. And then my dad pays for it. You know, it's so ridiculous. But that is such, the wedding business is, it is crazy how much money
is
in there. How much you can make. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's why I can see why people would sign prenups and that, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, you get married, you think it's like the best, you're going to be together forever, but you're not, you know.
That does not happen that way.
No.
All the time. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you see that woman who, she's in the news today. She got mauled by a chimp. Okay?
I've heard of that.
So 2 years ago, this woman was by a French pet chimpanzee.
Oh, really? Not in the zoo or
not in the zoo. A friend's pet left her without a nose, eyelids, lips, or hands.
Wow.
And the doctors have rebuilt her face, and they show a picture of it.
Yeah, like a face implant. They just had one like a few months ago for someone, too. I remember this guy.
It's unbelievable.
Is it? Does she look okay?
Well, I mean, here.
I know.
To have no nose, no lips, no eyelids, and no hands, she looks incredible.
Right.
Incredible. Yeah. It's like, I'm so amazed at what these people can do.
I know.
These doctors. I wouldn't want to do it. God bless these people that can stomach this stuff.
But. I know. I don't know how they can do this, you know? Ugh. Even a friggin' incision, I would probably faint, you know?
I would too. I wouldn't. I'd be like, ah. It's funny, though, when I, you know, like, when it comes to, like, kids or something and they get hurt and they're bleeding, like, I'm okay. I'm like, I need to take care of this.
Right.
But if it's,
you don't
like,
think about it.
If I'm not in that position, then I'm not okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I think it, like extreme circumstances, you don't really care. You do what you have to do.
Yeah. You just have to make it work. But I'm just impressed with what they did.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Like, where do you take this from? Like, where do you rebuild it from? Like, extra skin on her body?
No, it's a transplant. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, usually it's transplants. You take it from someone else.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I am so good. Good work, doctors. Keep it up. If I need a face transplant, I'm going to you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
God, I'm just, that stuff I love, like, admiring people for. Things that, like, I could just never, ever, ever in a million years do.
Right. And it's amazing what people can do, you know, what humanity has been able to achieve. And that's why, you know, sometimes I have problems with people that criticize all the time, you know, the world is coming to an end and this and that.
Right.
And everything's so terrible.
Right. I know.
But we've accomplished so many great things.
We really have.
It's absolutely amazing.
We should be proud of us. We don't give ourselves enough credit.
No,
do we?
As human beings.
We don't.
Yeah.
We need to pat ourselves on the back a few times.
Yeah.
I
know. Like, listen to what they're doing here in the town in Texas.
What?
That is drought stricken. And
go ahead.
Yeah, so they decided they're gonna recycle pee, like urine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're gonna recycle urine, and they're saying that apparently this has been being done already, you know, in other places, so it's not unusual. It's not uncommon, they say. Even, you know, for the astronauts and stuff, they have a system like that on the space shuttle.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, but then, it sounds really gross, but I think there's ways to treat that. And,
well, obviously, know. If they're, I mean, they're not going to.
But how does they separate the urine from the fecal matter?
I don't know. How do you make pee drinkable?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, you treat it with chemicals. Maybe it separates the water from the rest of the stuff.
That's so amazing to me. Wow.
Yeah, chemically it's probably possible if they're doing this.
My God, that's really incredible.
Yeah, I guess they never heard of like irrigating some water from another town.
Yeah, they just want to do pee.
Yeah.
Guess
it's
what?
Probably a small town. They don't have like pipes or anything going there.
I don't want to be the person that is it's tested out on. I don't want to drink any pee.
No.
Nope.
You just as soon move away from there. Huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd pack my bags and go. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to drink any pee. I'm good.
I know. But desperate measures, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Hey, I think it's actually really amazing, though, to show, you know, what we can do with the resources we have and really create something incredible. I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
I do. I just don't want to drink pee. Yeah. I mean, I know.
Well, if nobody told you, you'd probably drink the water.
Hey, I'm sure I've eaten worse in restaurants and I didn't even know. I mean, I'm sure I have. But I just knowing that I'm like drinking pee, recycled pee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could
Well, I think,
that.
Yeah, I think everybody would react that way, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe you just don't tell people.
Did you hear about this? I'm sorry, that this totally off topic.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought of this, and I didn't hear about the story. I heard it from somebody else, but I want to know if you know. There was a boy that murdered his parents with a hammer. Did you hear this?
Yes.
And then
A couple months ago.
Was this a couple months ago?
Something like that,
He murdered his parents with a hammer.
Uh-huh.
And then buried them in the backyard and put like a T-shirt or something on him. Like, that's how he buried him, was something ridiculous. Uh-huh. And then he threw a party that night and had the party. And then the cops were called, I think, because of the party. And then...
making noise or something.
Right. And then all of a sudden, they were like, they found...
the bodies?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know the story. Now I'm kind of like disturbed, but...
So did this just happen? I mean, did they just discover it now or what?
Well, I don't know if they discovered it now,
but... I mean, if this happened a while ago...
I don't know.
So you think it's recent?
Somebody just told me this, but then again, you know me. Okay. I'm not... I don't know all my facts here. Yeah. I start rumors a lot.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in the paper.
But
so
you heard... you just said that you heard of that story.
Yeah, but some time ago.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then maybe I'm just way behind.
Maybe you are. I don't know.
I want to know the story, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was... as you were telling me the peace story, that popped into my head.
Okay.
Because that coincides together.
Yeah, it goes together.
Peeing and murder.
Yeah.
That happens. That's... yeah.
Yeah. So you like this, the show You Think You Can Dance. So You Think You Can Dance, right?
Hells yeah, I do.
Yeah. So now a couple of choreographers there are being charged with sex crimes.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What? Where do you find...
Shane Sparks and Alex Da Silva, two choreographers.
Oh my God, Alex Da Silva? I knew Shane Sparks was.
Yeah?
I knew Shane Sparks because this was a few years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know Alex Da Silva was...
Yeah. I mean, Sparks was arrested on felony child molestation charges.
OMG.
Yeah.
Wow. What the hell, people? Yeah, Alex Da Silva is this really... that's funny. I actually met him years ago at a club when I first moved out here. He's a salsa teacher. He's like one of the best salsa teachers in L.A. or even the world. I don't know. And he's incredible. And he's been on that show. I've seen him on that show. But I remember meeting him years ago. And I actually did dance with him.
Oh, how cool.
I did dance with him in the club. And he's incredible.
Yeah. He wasn't gay or anything? How can a choreographer not be gay? It doesn't happen very often,
it
right?
does happen,
yeah?
Sammy. I'm just saying it does. Doesn't happen all the time,
right?
But it happens.
Wow.
So
it says all his accusers, he's alleged crimes that occurred between 2002 and 2009. That's like 7 years. All of his accusers were his students at the time.
What?
You know, there you go. You know, you drop off your kids with a dance teacher and they molest them. What a great way to live.
Yeah. That's just so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. And not all choreographers are gay, though. Not all dancers are gay. I actually have a friend of mine, Doug, who is an amazing, amazing dancer and has been on Glee.
What straight man do you know that fucking teaches dancing? I don't know.
Well,
I've never heard
Doug
of it.
Doug is a dancer. And he also has choreographed, and he's straight as can be.
Yeah, straight,
straight
man.
Straight as can be. And you know what? He's a smart fucking guy.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, you're around hot chicks all the time.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
I'd be a dancer if I was a guy.
Yeah. Well, like hairdressers and that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, what straight guy takes up dancing?
Well, not many. If you're a ballet dancer, you're mostly gay.
Yeah.
You're mostly gay. If you're like a hip-hop dancer, because this is different. If you're like a hip-hop dancer or like a b-boy or like that kind of dancer, most of them are straight. Mm. If you're like a modern dancer, a contemporary dancer, some are straight, some aren't. But you rest assured that if you're a ballet dancer, you're definitely putting from the rough. I heard that on Good Will Hunting today. I had to use that. I love that movie.
Did you watch it again? Or
yeah,
what?
I always watch it. Every time it's on, I always watch it.
Really?
I'm obsessed with that movie.
Wow. It is a great movie. I remember that.
I'm obsessed with that movie.
Yeah. I like the How Do You Like Them Apples?
Yes. I got her number. So How Do You Like Them Apples? It's so good. He's so good in it. And Ben is so good in it. And I don't like Ben.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you said that.
I know.
Have you seen the movie Source Code? It came out a couple months ago. I just got it on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, but it's supposed to be pretty good.
Are
you
going to sit down for the whole thing, Sammy?
Do you believe it?
There we go.
Isn't that with Ryan Gosling?
Source Code? No, isn't it with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, okay, Jake. Okay, I get confused between them.
Because they look alike.
They look alike.
No, they don't at all.
To me,
they look nothing alike at all. They're both smoking hot, though. I would definitely not throw them out of bed. But they look nothing alike.
Okay.
But I love you for thinking that they do.
What can I say, you know?
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you how the movie was. But it sounds, you know, like a kind of movie that I like, so we'll see.
Let's hope that you get through it. I don't even care. Really, to be honest, Sam, I don't even care if you like it. I just want you to get through
it. Get through it.
I'm just going to root for you to get through it.
I know.
And if you feel at any point...
Show some endurance,
and
right?
If you feel at any point that you're going to walk away, you text me, and I will encourage you with a text back and say,
like
you
a sponsor,
can do
right?
it. I will say, you can do it, Sam. Only one more hour. So text me if you feel the need that you're going to get off that couch and you're going to go do something. You text me, and I will encourage you the rest of the way, every step
I'll
of
do
the way.
That. I agree.
I'll be there for you. That's
okay,
what I
I'll do.
Do
that.
I think it's important. I think it's important to work through this problem in your life.
Like a sponsor with the 12-step program, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, every time you want to do something, call me and I'll talk you through it.
I mean, you don't have Dina around right now, so I can be that person you text and just encourage.
Okay, you can walk me through it.
But Dina doesn't do a very good job of encouraging you to watch it, because every time you come here, you're like, we've only watched half of it. So obviously she does the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like it.
She doesn't like what?
No. To stop watching in the middle of the movie.
Oh, she gets mad? Good for her. Okay, then.
So she'll finish watching it.
Oh,
she doesn't get mad. She'll just keep on watching it.
Good. Know, it's just you that gets up and does your thing.
What about this movie they're making a whole thing on is The Help, right?
Oh, I know.
Have you heard
the
of
book?
That? Is that something you want to see?
You know what I do, because I heard the book is supposed to be amazing.
Right.
And the cast looks really good. So, yeah, I do.
Yeah, they're talking a lot about the movie, so it probably is pretty good.
Are you going to see it?
No, it's not something that I like to watch, but, I mean, it's drama. I'm not that much into drama, but who knows? Maybe I'll end up watching it, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
some
movies are unusual, like Precious, for example.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it would not have been a movie that I would pick up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because it got so much attention and everything, I wanted to see what it's about.
How good was that... Oh, God. What is her name? Not the girl, the mother.
Yeah, the mother, Monique.
How good was she in that movie?
Yeah,
that last speech that she gave sitting in the that office when she's talking about she doesn't want her husband to want her daughter. She wants her to want me.
I remember it was so effed up. Yeah.
But... man, was it raw. Like, that was probably on screen one of the, there's so many great moments that have been captured on screen, but one of the best moments captured on screen, I think, as an actor.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was just, I mean, it was raw. It was heartbreaking. It was real. It was just, it was real and yet so disturbing. So disturbing, but yet so truthful, you know?
Yeah.
And you believed every moment of that. It was incredible.
That based like on a true story?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
It was based on a true story. And it's just, and you know that that happens,
yes,
you know?
All the
and
time.
For her to admit that out loud, oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's really
a big
rough.
Deal.
It's really, really rough. I just, that moment for me did it in for me. I like that movie. I was like, yep, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I thought the young girl was really good. I thought everything about it was really good. But that last moment for me was by far the best. It was worth watching that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I want that. I want to all of a sudden morph into a 350-pound black woman. I don't care. I don't know. She's not really 350 pounds. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just for that, like, to have those moments, you know?
Yeah.
But
sink your teeth into a role.
Well, yeah. Like, I just, like, you know, as an actor, like, you think you can do anything. You think you can do any role. Sometimes you think, yeah, like, I could do Monique's role. And then I'm like, wait a second. I'm not a 200-pound black woman. I can't do that.
Yeah, you would look right.
Do you know what
role.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but as an actor, it's just like you see yourself in all these different, and you can do anything. You know, that's what we say.
Yeah.
Anybody ask you, can you ride a horse? You've never ridden a horse. Yeah, I totally do it.
Yeah,
what
I
are you
can
talking
do
about?
That.
I can do it. Absolutely. What kind of riding? Oh, any kind of riding. And there's like English riding, and there's, you know, Western style riding horseback, and there's English style riding horseback, and you're like, oh yeah, do both. You don't even know
do
what it
all
means.
Of them.
Oh, it's fine. Actors always do that. We always do that, and it's just like it's the most ridiculous thing.
That's funny.
But we don't know. We really can't half the time. But we say we can.
Yeah, we always say we can.
There you go, Sammy.
All right, Stephanie, thank you for joining me, as always.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks, guys.
See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.